USDA says last year there were just over 2 million farms in the U.S., but compared to the previous year,
that's a decrease of just about 0.5% from the previous year.
Or put another way, down 12,000 farms from 2016, according to Ryan Cowan of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. He adds that within the six economic classes of farms listed by NAS,
farms in the smallest two sales classes, which represent those farms under 100,000 in annual sales, actually account for 80% of all farms in the U.S.
With 50% of all U.S. farms reporting sales in 2017 at less than $10,000. Cowan adds that two categories of farms by sales class report year-over-year increases in the total number of farms.
The largest sales class, a million or more in sales, increased, as well as the 100,000 to 250,000 sales class.
How much total land was in our nation's farms last year?
The acres of farmland was estimated at 910 million acres, and that was down a million acres from 2016.
And when looking by sales class, six in total, ranging from $1,000 to over $1 million in sales.
We saw a decrease in those smallest sales classes and then a slight increase in the largest.
However, the average size of farms in the U.S. rose by a modest 2 acres in 2017. Cowan says that increase comes mostly from the higher sales class categories.
The three largest sales classes tended to drive some of that increase, whereas the three smaller sales classes decreased actually in average size or else remained unchanged from the previous year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.